Are you my interview for today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. You say Corporal, right?
Yes, sir.
What's your last name again? I'm sorry.
My last name is Greenlee, sir.
Greenlee? Very cool.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I'll tell you a little bit about what you do. We do a national radio show. And each week, or actually each Wednesday night, we salute a soldier, and this week you are it. So I appreciate you taking some time out tonight.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me here.
You bet. Tell me a little bit about, are you in the Marines, or?
Yes, sir. Not just Marine.
Very cool. Tell me, what is your job title and job description, and what's a day in the life like for Corporal Greenlee?
My title is I'm a corporal distribution management officer, or distribution management office. What we normally do is collect all the gear that's brought in from say UPS, FedEx, anything flowing in. Collect all that gear, get it distributed out to the Marines and service members out here that need it, that have ordered it. We make sure that they're taken care of, that they can accomplish their mission that they have at hand. Mainly just getting everything that they need to them.
You must get all kinds of stuff from, is it from the States, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything that seemed like overwhelming to get like a bunch of stuff, or anything that seemed out of the ordinary that you may have received?
I wouldn't say out of the ordinary. It's every day, it's a lot of stuff that comes in that we have to get distributed out. You don't really know what's coming in, and a lot of items are in boxes, so we can't really tell. We just grab from the label and get it to who it needs to go to.
Get it in and get it out, right? Get it out to the appropriate people.
Yes, sir. There's too much that comes in for us to bother with knowing what's in them.
How long have you been a Marine?
4.5 years now, sir.
Okay, cool. What made you decide that the Marine Corps was your calling?
I just wanted something that was going to help me become a better person, help me strive to be better at everything I do. Something that was going to be a lot more challenging than anything else, and it really was. And it's a great feeling just to wear the uniform, to wear the rank. It makes every day seem a little more fulfilling.
That's very cool. No, I understand. It's like I talk to a lot of guys and women. It seems like Marines are they're such a tight knit community within the Marines. It's just amazing for me.
Yes, sir. I've met so many great people in the Marine Corps. A lot of them I consider brothers. You don't meet as many good people as you would in the military as you would think. It's almost overwhelming sometimes. Just knowing you have someone that's there, look over your shoulder for you. Knowing someone's going to be there to have your back no matter what.
Yeah, that's cool. You've got, now where are you originally from, and where's your family living?
I'm originally from Stockton, California.
Really?
My family is there in Stockton still. So, I mean, I'm stationed down at Camp Pendleton, so it makes it a little bit easier considering I'm still over in stateside, only close to them.
Yeah. Stockton, California, I know that well. I don't know if you've ever heard of a town called Jackson, California.
Jackson, Rancheria.
That's where I'm from originally.
Yeah, I know that. What was that, sir?
I said that's where I was born and raised, Jackson, California. So you were just up the road from me.
Yeah, not too far. As a teenager, well, not really a teenager, in my late teens, early 20s, I frequented that place. So I know those roads very well up there.
That's fun up there, that's for sure. Small gold mining community, but it was fun. Fun to grow up in that area.
Yeah, it looks nice. It's very beautiful up there. A lot of hills, I never really was up there during the day. I was making my drives at night. But, you know, from what I saw, it was in a very nice area up there.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, hey, if your family's listening back home right now, I would love for you to take this time to maybe send a message back to your loved ones back home.
I appreciate it. Mom, Dad, Eric, Leia, love you all. Hey, Billy, if you happen to be listening, man, you're my brother, man. I know you got me with, no matter what. But I'll be home soon. Can't wait to see all of you.
Do you know what time? Oh, what time? Do you know when you're heading back home?
Sometime next year.
Okay. And do you think you're Marines? Do you think you're going to make a career, or what? What would be? I guess. What would be like your dream position in the Marine Corps?
Just as a sergeant major, Looking over all the units, looking over all the Marines, making sure everyone's taken care of, taking care of them when they're in need, just making sure everyone's making sure everyone's properly looked after, and keeping morale up.
Yeah, I guess that would be the number one priority is like keeping morale up, especially if you're going through like the holidays coming up. It's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
To think about, you know, your family back home and keeping everybody's spirits up, especially through the holiday season, I would think.
Yes, sir. A lot of service members out here, of course, they're going to miss their family. Their family's going to miss them. I mean, it's just one of those things that comes with the territory. We've got to push through it. Keep getting the job done out here. I mean, we know what we have to do. We know what we were getting into when we came in. So it's just one of those things where you kind of have to be mentally disciplined with it and push through.
Yeah.
You have to keep on understanding that eventually it's going to end and we all got to be back with our loved ones.
Yeah, it's kind of like a one day at a time. Like you said, just mentally just kind of keep pushing through and, I don't know, like keep your eye on the prize of, like, you know, when you get to see family again, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's one of the main things out here is, making sure everything out here is taken care of, making sure we go back home.
Very cool. Is there anything that I didn't cover in our interview that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we got the Marine Corps birthday tomorrow, November 10th, 1775, Gun Tavern. That'll be a big celebration tomorrow. We're going to have a few things going on. So we're going to have some fun tomorrow. We're going to bring them all back up.
So November 10th, did you say 70? What was that again? 70?
1775, sir.
Okay, that's right. Very cool. Wow. All right. Well, again, I appreciate your time tonight. It's been you did a great interview, and God bless you, your family. Stay safe over there, and my best to everyone over there. We're very proud of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. You too, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.